Yes, it is. Thanks to Dr. Linda there. With 3 hours of advice. Don't forget, if you need any extra advice, interactive listeners can press the red button on their radio for more advice, advice statistics, behind-the-scenes advice, and you can even play advice in slow motion or change the angle at which advice is given. Just press the red button on your radio to get that service. So good afternoon, then. I'm John Holmes, in for Ian Lee, and this is LBC 97.3.
LBC 97.3.
John Holmes.
John Holmes. So, welcome then to Friday. Between 3 and 6.30 on what radio listings refer to as LBC 97.3. I am John Holmes. I am in for Ian Lee. And once again, we find ourselves squashed in the gap between Dr. Linda and the news. That's a bit like Huey Lewis in the news, but instead of singing Hip to be Square or The Power of Love, there's just advice, as I think I've already mentioned. Anyway, I expect you're wondering, and by wondering, I mean not caring, just what radio-based treats are coming your way this afternoon in this, the broadcasting equivalent of missing a penalty. Well, there's a brand new quiz. Oh, yeah, brand new quiz. After the poor quality of yesterday's Dead or Alive quiz, today we bring you a brand new, equally poor phone-in game called Younger or Older. Younger or Older, if you want to play. The number is 0870 90 90 973, but details of that later. There should be, well, hopefully we were going to have more live coverage as it happens from Wimbledon, as we kept you up to date with all the action from centre court. And your commentator today was going to be a commentator with Tourette's syndrome, but sadly, as you know, the rain has stopped play at the moment, but we'll see how that goes. Plus, of course, I'll be bringing you an update of all of London's bridges, and as usual, we'll be talking live to Joanne Webb from LBC's Top Secret Underground Travel Base. We'll be feeding you the news. Who's doing the news today? Who is it? Is it Jonathan? Jonathan. We'll be feeding you the news from Jonathan's mouth, and then we'll be playing you what are quite simply London's freshest, hottest, best adverts. And most excitingly, there's you. If you call 0870 90 90 973, you will get through to the show, and then if you remember to speak, you'll get through to the radio as well. Lines are open now. Now, hang on. They're open now. Lines are open now. 0870 90 973. That's the number to call. You can also text us this afternoon if you want to. 84850 is your text, or you can email on a computer. So there you go. 0870 90 90 973. Now, if you were listening yesterday, you'll have heard us play the game Dead or Alive, in which Chris won a box set of the internet. And he got 15 out of 20 on the quiz, on the Dead or Alive quiz. And I was reading out a list of names, and he had some of them dead or alive. But unfortunately, I can't send him his prize, and this is absolutely true. I'm going to tell you for why. It's absolutely true, and it's just a bizarre coincidence, okay? Because I'll show you the list yesterday. I was a list of dead or alive, right? And I was saying, well, my auntie Emmy, my nana, my other nana, my granddad, my other granddad, my sister, my dad's two goats, my sister's gerbil, my uncle Harold, etc., Muriel from the bungalow near my parents' house. All of those I read out, and the callers of the quiz all had to guess whether they were dead or alive. Now, the thing is, Chris won, but overnight, the results actually changed, if you're listening, Chris, so I can't send you your prize, because, and this is absolutely true, and I really am not making this up, but overnight last night, my nana genuinely died. That is absolutely true. And my dad phoned me this morning to tell me, so I'm afraid, Chris, you didn't get as many points as you thought you had. Because I'm afraid overnight the rules changed. So, genuinely true. She'd been ill for a while, you know, obviously. But it's a blessing in many ways. But she did pass along last night. But what a bizarre coincidence. What a strange, strange coincidence that is, that we played that game using her yesterday, and then overnight, not with us anymore. Thank you, Nana, for that. So, strange coincidence. Is that possibly the weirdest coincidence that you've ever heard? It's certainly quite a bizarre one as far as I can see. That's a very, very strange coincidence. So it got me thinking of coincidences. If a coincidence has happened to you, or you know of quite an amazing coincidence, then you know, call us with it. 0870 90 90 973. 0870 90 973 is the number. If a strange and bizarre coincidence has occurred, I'll tell you of another one actually, because I was reading about them because I thought it was a bit weird that this had happened. And there was a, I was reading this in a, I can't remember where it was. It wasn't on the net. It was in a book. And it was a guy had checked in to a hotel in London. He checked into a hotel in London, and he'd gone to the drawer. To put his, you know, and checked in for a couple of nights, gone to the wardrobe to put his stuff away, like, you know, as you do. And he'd opened a drawer and found a tie in the drawer in a hotel in London. And someone had left it there. And he looked at the tie, and there was a name sewn on the back of the tie. I don't know why. But, and there was a name sewn on the back of the tie. And it was a friend of his. And he recognised the name. And he thought, bit bizarre. Surely it can't be. I know what. I'm going to ring my friend. And see if, you know, just tell him this, because I haven't spoken to him for a while. So he rings his friend, who just checked into a hotel in Paris. In the drawer in the hotel in Paris, on the same day, he found the friend who'd called him's shirt. That's true. I read that in a book of strange coincidences earlier today, because I thought the coincidence of my nana was just a bit too weird. A bit too weird. And I thought I had to share it with you, because it's too strange. Anyway, if you've got or know of an interesting coincidence, or it's happened to you, or anyone you know, then give us a call about coincidences. 0870 90 90 973. Also, yesterday, callers were trying to figure out where I'm from, because apparently my accent. Well, no one got it. No one actually managed to figure out where I'm from. So, you know, if you think you know, let's carry that on from yesterday, because I think we had guesses ranging from Cornwall to Walsall. Liverpool was mentioned. The South East, I think, was mentioned. None of these places. I'm from none of these places. So if you think you can figure it out, you know, what the hell? You might win a prize. And today I can tell you that Joanne Webb, the lovely Joanne Webb from Travel, if you've been listening regularly, you'll know, of course, that she's been drawing us pictures each day of a form of travel and signing them with kisses. She did as a car on day one, and she did as a train on day two. That was yesterday, a train. And today, Joanne Webb has drawn us a plane, and she's drawn, as usual, a picture of herself flying it. Yeah. So, if you want that picture signed by the lovely Joanne Webb, the very, very lovely Joanne Webb, I have to say, give us a call. 0870 90 90 973. We're after coincidences today, and we're after, well, where am I from? So if you figured out, win Joanne's picture. Why not? Fred, hello.
Hello. I've had several of them, but I don't know whether it's coincidence or psychic things.
Oh, do you think you might be psychic, Fred?
Well, I've had so many, and, you know, I've got them all dated and everything.
You've got, well, you write them down?
Yes.
Well, let's have a bit of background on you first, Fred. Tell us where you're calling from.
Walthamstow.
Calling from Walthamstow. And what do you do with yourself?
I'm an artist.
You're an artist. I thought you were probably, hopefully you
weren't. Paint pretty pictures.
Do you? Are you, what, because have you been listening to the show? Do you know Joanne's been doing us some drawings?
Some drawings?
Joanne, who does the travel.
Oh, yes.
And she's been doing us some drawings every day.
Oh.
And she, on Wednesday, she drew a car. They had to be travel related, Fred, you see.
Yes.
Yesterday she drew us herself driving a train, and today she's done herself piloting an airplane.
Good luck.
Yeah. And to be honest with you, Fred, as a professional yourself,
yep,
they're like the rambling drawings of a two-year-old. But, you know, she tries hard, and that's the main thing, Fred.
Good luck.
Isn't it? What do you favour in the art world?
Oh, Constable.
Right.
Or Van Eyck.
Okie dokie. Good. Do you copy their styles?
Sorry?
Do you copy their styles at all? Or?
I have done, yes. So you used to call me the Constable of Mount Pleasant.
Did they?
I used to be a postman in Mount Pleasant. They used to call me
the Constable of Mount Pleasant. Well, at least they said the whole of that word, otherwise that's just going to be insulting, isn't it?
At least it wasn't an insulting one, anyway.
No, that'd be wrong. Yeah. So you went from post to art?
Yeah.
So postmodernism in many
ways.
Well,
I went from French polisher, postman, and then
that's a bit of a career change, Fred, isn't it?
Yes. Well, I suddenly went mad one day and said, oh, I've had enough of these letters. They drive me balmy.
Were you a good sort of postman, or were you one of those that just chucked them in a skip?
Oh, postman, I think.
Did you chuck all the letters in a skip, ever?
I was the indoor sorter.
Oh, right, so you didn't really get a chance to chuck it all in a skip?
No.
Did you ever nick anything out of letters?
Sorry?
Did you ever nick anything?
No,
of course not, no. Because, you know, I've often thought that, because, you know, you post a CD to someone, you know, and you think, well, they didn't get it. Where's that gone? A postman's nicked it.
Yeah.
Does that happen a lot?
Well, it does happen.
Yeah, I thought it probably happened. Did, yeah.
Yes.
Have you ever seen anyone do
you
it?
You name it, something's happened.
Ever been? I'll tell you a true story about something horrible in the post, Fred, actually.
Uh-huh.
I do some work over at the BBC sometimes.
Yeah.
And there's a programme on the BBC, you might be aware of it, called The News Quiz.
Oh, yes.
Are you aware of that?
On the BBC,
BBC Radio 4.
Oh, Radio 4,
yeah. There's a programme called The News Quiz. And every week, this is true, every week, somebody anonymously... Absolutely anonymously, posts a jiffy bag full of human poo to the producer of the news quiz.
Oh, my God.
That is true.
Oh,
isn't that horrible?
Well, there's some bizarre things.
Now, I'm wondering how it gets from whoever posts it, right, to the thing. Because presumably all the machines are automated, okay? Is this how it works?
Yes.
Are they automated machines?
Well, yes.
Right. So if you put a jiffy bag full of that...
Well, on the letters are more automated. The others are rather more handled.
So you think... Packages. So you think that the jiffy bag is, is... If it's got that stuff in it...
Yeah, well, we've had all sorts of things.
It's going to squash out, is what I'm saying. It's going to squash. Fred, can you hang on? Because speaking of travel, I've got to go to some now.
Yep.
But I'll talk to you in a moment. Here's Joanne, the rubbish drawer.
Well, if you're heading out to centre of town, do beware, still lots of...
Is who I am. 0870 90 90 973 is the number. John, that says, a text from Amanda. You sound like you come from Worcester. To me, no, Amanda, I'm not from Worcester. This is following on from yesterday when people were trying to figure out where I'm from and no one's got it right yet. So if you think you can figure it out from my voice alone, then do... give me a call. Hi, Fred. Hello, Fred.
Hello.
Right, said Fred. And coincidentally, Fred, you're on the telephone, and coincidentally, which is what we're talking about as well, someone's just brought me a cup of tea. Right, said Fred. Let's have a cup of tea. Do you see? See, we don't. This life isn't just thrown together, Fred. It's a series of connected events, as far as I'm concerned. And I was mentioning this. Let me just remind anyone who's just tuned in that we did a competition. Did you hear the show yesterday, Fred?
Yes.
And did you hear the Dead or Alive competition?
Oh no! Okay. No, I must have missed
that. Okay, we did a phone-in quiz where it was a Dead or Alive competition. People were saying, you know, when you read out a list of names and people have to tell me whether they're dead or alive or not, you know. And one of the names on the list was my nana, and at the time of the quiz yesterday.
Yes.
When Chris won, she was alive.
Go on.
But overnight, she died. And this is absolutely true. I'm not making this up. Because my dad phoned me this morning to tell me. And much as much as that's sad, it's a blessing in many ways because she'd been ill. But what a weird coincidence that is.
Well...
Do you not think? I mean, it's a shame for Chris because it means he doesn't win the prize anymore.
No.
Because he doesn't get the points. Because he was wrong, technically.
Yeah.
So it's coincidences.
There's no explanation for these coincidences.
There is not. So tell us about the coincidences that you...
I've had so many, but I'll tell you one good one anyway.
Yeah.
I was... I had a couple of builders in my house doing a few odd jobs.
Yeah.
And they're finished, and I've made them a cup of tea, and they've come upstairs, and we're looking out the window, and there's a lovely cherry blossom tree opposite in the garden.
Yeah.
And he said, oh, that looks nice, doesn't it? I says, yes. I says, but really, that side should be cut off. I said, because 3 years ago, they cut that, and it looks unbalanced. And before we've drunk the tea, a little van pulls up, three fellas, knocks on the door, and within 3 minutes, they're up the tree and out with the old chainsaw.
That's quite odd, isn't it?
And my two pals, they went...
you see. That is slightly weird, isn't it?
That is beyond coincidence.
Well, it's not beyond coincidence. It's simply a coincidence. But it's not... it's not beyond... I don't know what beyond a coincidence would be. That would be really weird.
It's a funny term, isn't it? Coincidence.
Yeah, it is.
It's very hard to define.
But a lot of people, Fred, say that there's no such thing as a coincidence. They say it's more like... Which is an interesting thing. A lot of people say it's more... you know, it'd be more, if you think of the chances of something not occurring, is more than the chance of it occurring, if you sort of mean. So,
yeah.
So I don't know. You know, it's, what do you, you know, if you, 0870 90 973, if you think, is there such thing as a coincidence? Is it true?
Another good one, if you want.
Oh, please do, Fred.
I was in a cafe a few years ago, about 70s.
Yep.
And.
Well, the 70, the year.
In about 73.
Right,
74. And, I'm looking at a newspaper with an airplane on it
mm-hmm.
for some advertising, whatever. And suddenly I thought the towel had fallen off. Well, I thought to myself, trying to rationalise it, oh, it must have been a fly. But, you know what I mean? Settled on me and flew away.
Right.
Well, that day a towel fell off at Heathrow of an aircraft.
Because a fly landed on it?
Yeah, possibly.
Possibly that? That's more psychic than coincidence, isn't
it? That's, well, there you, whatever you like to call it,
Do you believe in ghosts, Fred?
Oh, well, I could tell you a story that'll knock your socks off.
Well, I'm not wearing socks because I favour espadrilles like Don Johnson in Miami Vice. But, yeah. But yeah, go on then, tell us a story that'll knock my socks off.
Well, I could name, well, I won't name the guy because there's a bridge built that he designed in Bethnal Green.
Right.
And, anyway, I used to do weight training, weightlifting.
Oh, yeah.
Competition. And I went down to this club. I won't name the club either.
Okay.
And I did a bit of weightlifting, and he was refereeing it. I come back home, and the following night, I go to my other club after this match we had.
Yeah.
And somebody said, oh, so-and-so's dead.
Right.
I said, God, I don't believe it.
Nana, was it?
Yeah. I must have been the last guy almost to have seen him, you know, in the showers. People had a shower and all that, and away he went.
Each their own, Fred?
Well, the strange thing is, his brother was a friend of somebody at work. And I never knew the family or nothing. I didn't know them personally, you know?
Yeah.
And the following night before that, I had this terrible dream. I dreamt that he come out the showers, and I said, I thought you'd died.
Right.
He says, well, I did, he says, but he says, I want you to remember me to the old folks at home. Well, he used to be a promising architect.
Right.
Which may give the game away to some people. And he designed this bridge.
Unlikely. Yeah.
And he got a gold award.
Right. My socks are still on, Fred, at this point.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, anyway, I had this terrible dream. As I say, he come back. And I felt compelled,
yeah,
a week or so after, to tell his brother this little wording.
Yeah.
I just felt compelled to have to tell him.
Yeah.
Well, he used to go on an architect's course on the Isle of Wight, and he used to write home letters, and at the end of each letter, he used to put, remember me to the old folks at home.
Yeah.
Because when I told his brother got quite upset, thought I was some sick joke. I said, well, I would never...
Sorry, Fred, I missed all of that. Can you start again from the beginning?
I'm Gary King. Love quizzes.
That story would bore my socks off, I can't remember. Very quickly, Prem, hello?
Hello, I started to go try and wake up. I need an espresso after that.
God, don't. I'm just injecting it directly into my eyeballs at the moment. very quick, we've got to go to the news headlines, but in 20 seconds...
Yeah, what? I was going to try and guess your accent.
Oh, go on, then.
Is it Nottingham?
Someone said that yesterday, Prem. Good guess, but I'm afraid not. Good guess, though.
Okay.
But
thanks
for that. If you think you can guess where I'm from, 0870 9090973, you might win Joanne's drawing. Good afternoon. Hello, I'm John Holmes, in for Ian Lee. This is LBC 97.3. Very good afternoon to you. 0870 9090973 is the number if you want to call us. 8484 text comment. No, homes@lbc.co.uk. homes@lbc.co.uk. If you want to email, people are emailing right now in their... Well, two. John, I think, this is from Playboy Dave, I think you're from the hidden county of Lincolnshire. Nope. John, I like your face. Where can I buy it? That's from a mad person. John, on the text, you're from your birth mother's womb. That's Richard Orpington. Well, actually, oddly not, but I can't tell you that story. John, can we get Joanne's drawing on the I was born of a jackal. There you go. LBC website. Can we get Joanne's drawing on the LBC website and get a vote on whether it's any good? I don't know. Can we do that? Can we get Joanne's drawing on the LBC website at any point? Can we scan it in there? Do we have the... No, that's I'm afraid that's beyond anyone here. However, if you know who sent that text anonymously, perhaps you could win it and then you could do it for us. I don't know. Jonathan in Uxbridge, hello.
Hello. Oh, hi, John. How are you? So I was just waking up from a hard school. Sorry.
Yes. Are you all right?
Yeah, yeah, I finally said that last ghost story put the willies on me a bit.
I don't want to hear about that.
No, Scott.
Apparently it was going to scare our socks off. Are your socks off or on?
Yeah, they are. No, they're off. Well, I've got tights on today.
Yeah, but that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, I think you come from Sussex.
No.
Okay. Do you know why I thought that? Because you said you came in on the something from South East.
No, that's true. That is, I might live in, I live in Kent.
Oh!
But I'm not from Kent, you see, Jonathan.
I thought it was a very clever guess, though, wasn't
it? That was very good. Good. Listening to a clue there that wasn't even really a clue. Well, that's good work.
Exactly, yeah. See, I'm concentrating. I try to concentrate on the words. I'm still thinking about what you were talking about earlier on in the week. But I would like to know, how did your voice change from Monday, Tuesday to Wednesday? What did you do?
I've had a thing on my vocal cords.
Oh, right.
Yeah, what happened was, on Monday...
Yeah.
On Monday, my old vocal cords,
right.
that I had on Monday and Tuesday, because you're right, my voice changed, didn't it? It became different.
Yeah, it did. Yeah.
And
did
the vocal cords I had then sort of ran out. And I hadn't taken out the, you know, you get the extended gold warranty that they insist on selling you. Well, I don't fall for that. I never bought that for my vocal cords. So what I had to do was get a new pair on eBay on Tuesday night. And now I've had them inserted. Can you hear that? If I do that?
Yeah.
And I've had them put in. That's what happened.
What do I have to do to win the drawing? I missed the top of the show. I missed the first 10 minutes because I was doing a delivery.
Well, what were you delivering?
Boxes.
What was in the boxes?
Vinyl for printing on.
Vinyl for printing on?
Yeah, I deliver vinyl that people print on. You know, they put in these big printer machines. You know, the big hoardings you see up on the thing. I deliver the stuff that they print onto.
Big roadside hoardings?
Yeah.
That's on vinyl, is it?
Yeah, some's on vinyl, some's on cotton.
I thought these days it'd be on CD.
Yeah.
Not vinyl. Vinyl so yesterday, Jonathan.
Actually, that is a bit futuristic. That's a bit like Las Vegas. You know when you go through and they have all those moving adverts on those televisions and things?
Yeah.
That's quite futuristic.
In fact, not even CD anymore. They should be on MP3, surely.
Yeah, exactly, and I could download
You're in an industry that's dying, Jonathan.
Yeah, I know.
Vinyl, so on the way. But purists, I suppose purists would still agree with you.
Every job I have, it seems to be a dying industry.
Yeah. You've never been a postman, have you?
Yeah, no, I haven't, no.
Like Fred was.
Oh, was he a postman?
This is the thing, he was a postman. First he was a French polisher. Then he went to, he moved across, you know, just a small step over to the postal industry.
Right.
Where he used to steal letters. And then he moved over to the art world. via boring stories about ghosts. So I'm doing him a disservice. He was a lovely chap, clearly.
No, I don't have to do anything to win. What do I have to do to win the picture?
Oh, yeah.
Are they dead or alive? Is it dead or alive?
No, we did get dead or alive yesterday. So today we're talking coincidences, Jonathan. Because would you believe this? We played Dead or Alive yesterday, and one of the in the list of Dead or Alive that I was doing, right, was thinking about my sister's pets and stuff. But one of them was my Nana.
Right.
And yesterday, Chris won Dead or Alive competition. He won that.
He won it,
but overnight, one of the alive ones, which was my Nana yesterday, overnight, and this is no word of a lie, and I'm not joking, my Nana died last night.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
It's all right. She was, you know, she was getting on, and it's genuinely the best thing for her.
Oh, but, I'm sorry.
But that means, doesn't it, disappointingly for Chris,
that
he doesn't win it, he loses the point.
Oh, that's a shame.
Because he said she was alive.
The other dead one was that you killed a hamster.
I killed my sister's gerbil, that's right.
A gerbil.
Yeah. I'm pleased to... I don't know that if you weren't listening yesterday, I'll just remind you how that happened. She used to let you go out for a run, Jonathan, in the lounge. You know, and she's let the gerbil just out, and it was on its own in there. And I went in as a child, you know, and I went in to look for it, and it ran under the settee and under an armchair, and I lifted up the armchair to try and find it, and it, just as it was running out of the back, so I snapped its spine.
Oh, it's not
snapped it more or less in half.
No,
well, I'm pleased to report my Nana didn't die in the same way. That's not what happened there.
Well, but at least Richard Gere's kind to gerbils.
He is, yeah. In many ways, you could sort of put the. No, we better not. No, no, I can't do that. That's probably.
I'm just being funny. Yeah.
Because I've never even heard that rumour.
So I've got to. I've got to tell you a coincidence to win the drawing because I'm dying to win one of these drawings because I reckon they look really good.
They are good. Joanne is very, very good at these drawings. I have to say.
I've got a question for her actually about why does it get windy just before a storm? What causes the wind before a storm?
Why would a travel reporter know that?
Oh, she doesn't do the weather.
No, she doesn't do the weather.
No, excuse me. It's all right. I promise. I have haven't had a drink today. I'm driving with my Bluetooth in my ear.
Good.
I promise I haven't had a drink. No, no, no. But I'm just... Oh, dear. How silly do I sound? I'm sorry.
Oh, dear. I wouldn't worry about it. That's,
no, I've got to ask her to try.
She might know. She might know the answer to that. I'll ask her anyway.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah, ask her that one.
I will.
Why? Because there's always wind before storm. She doesn't do weather and travel. She just does the travel, doesn't
That's it? Right, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I could get her to do the weather for us as well, if you like. I'll try that.
Yeah, 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 okay.
But no, I think to win the picture, you had to know where I was from.
Oh, that's the right. So yeah, I got it wrong.
So I'm afraid you got it wrong, sir.
Fair enough.
Never mind.
It's been an excellent week. It's been nice talking to you.
And you, sir. Lovely to talk to you. Thank you very much for calling. Cheers. Goodbye. Now here's Archie. Hello, Archie.
Hello, mate.
How are you today?
I am very well.
Good. Are you better than yesterday?
Yeah.
Good. Good.
I tell you, now, when I rang up for it, the guy was telling the story.
Yes, Fred.
He got, I don't know how far through it, he got three quarters of the way through.
Do you know, I'm feeling...
near the end of it.
I know, I have a feeling, Archie, he wasn't even barely started. I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. So it was one of those, that's what I mean. If it was one of those stories, then don't worry about it, you know.
So you were wondering how it ended, were you?
Yeah, I just thought if it was funny, it might have been worth a laugh. That was all.
That's true. How do you think it ended? Why don't you finish the story, Archie? One of those sort of.
Oh no, I'm not that clever. I'm not going to put words in other people's mouths.
You are that clever though, Archie.
No.
A lot of people.
Condolences, by the way.
Sorry.
Condolences.
Oh, thank you very much. That's very kind. These things happen. But it was just a coincidence that it happened the day after I did that competition. It was quite weird, I thought. So it's coincidences, obviously.
You've never done it on purpose, so you couldn't win.
No. We were talking yesterday, because you're from Gillingham, aren't you, Archie?
Yes.
We were talking yesterday about how people from the Medway towns are essentially scum, weren't we?
Well,
I was, yeah. That is fair, yeah. With the exception of your good self, of course. And how we were going to put all the criminal elements on the Isle of Sheppey, Escape from New York. But after I'd spoken to you about that, have you seen Escape from New York, by the way, the film?
No.
Okay, it's a Kurt Russell film, and the premise is that they've closed Manhattan Island in New York, and just given it, turned it into a giant prison, just one big island prison.
Oh, this wasn't the one after the bomb, and it was...
No.
No.
It's a fictional film, Archie. So I was thinking we could do the same with the Isle of Sheppey in Kent.
Yeah, but that's not big enough to take all the scum, is it?
Well, no, but we could, we could...
Half of them be up to their knees in water, wouldn't they?
They'd be what, sorry?
Half of them would be up to their knees in water.
Yeah, but that's not a bad thing either, is it?
No.
But what, but also...
Well, put them on there and draw the bridge up and leave them there.
Well, they've got a new flyover, apparently, now. But you know the programme Love Island that's on ITV?
Yeah.
That starts again on Monday, and it's got no celebrities in it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Presented by Patrick Keelty and Fern Cotton. Yeah. Well, that's on, I imagine you're Sky Plusing it, Archie, but it's,
No, I'm not.
You're not? No. Oh, you're not a big fan of, Patrick Keelty?
No, not really.
No one is, Archie, he's a bit of a git. but I was going to suggest that perhaps we could have our own sort of, London and the South East version of Celebrity Love Island. Perhaps just putting cameras and some Z-list celebrities, on the Isle of Sheppey. And that could be sort of like Love Island, but for scum.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Quite exciting.
Would you watch that?
I'd watch anything from the Isle of Sheppey.
Would you? Actually, so would I, Archie. I'd watch anything from the Isle of Sheppey.
Hey, do you come from Canterbury?
No, I don't come from Canterbury.
Are you from Canterbury?
I do live down that way, yes.
Oh.
You're absolutely right, Archie, but I don't come from there, which is the question. But yes, I do live down there, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, which is a bit further down than you, isn't it? Down the old,
it's
the old train line.
It's 30 mile further down.
There you go.
32, yeah.
There you go. But I do pass through Gillingham every day when I come up.
Yeah.
On I close.
Well, you pass by. If you come on the motorway, you go by Gillingham, you just don't even know you've gone by it.
No, well, that's for the best, I find. Anyway. Archie, it was a pleasure to talk to you. As it always is. I'm sorry the story didn't end, Fred's story, but perhaps I can put you in touch with Fred and he could, pop round and spend a couple of months telling you the end of it.
Well, no, it doesn't sound it's that exciting. I thought if it was a good yarn...
Yeah, like a good yarn.
I thought we might have heard the end of it.
Oh, well, I've got Lawrence on the phone here as well, and maybe Lawrence has a good yarn for us. Hello, Lawrence.
Hello. Hi there, John.
Have you have you got a coincidence story?
Yeah, I think it's quite an unusual one. Many years ago, my dad was in the Navy.
Mm-hmm.
And pulled into Buenos Aires and went ashore, found himself in a nightclub, and got chatting to a French guy who was out there. And this French guy was obviously enjoying the juices of the evening, but getting very drunk, and he sort of asked him why. And he said, oh, you know, it's Bastille Day, so we're celebrating.
Yeah.
So he started celebrating with him and sort of thought no more of it. A year later, he was back in UK. Some friends said, you know, we're going up to Manchester. And you want to come out to a club with us up there? So he said, yeah, okay. So he went up to Manchester, got there, and he saw a rather attractive girl on the dance floor. So he went and literally grabbed her, pulled onto the dance floor and started dancing with her.
Mm.
And started chatting and realised she was French as well. So he sort of said, oh, you're French, aren't you? Yes, I am. He said, it's Bastille Day today, isn't it? She said, yeah, how do you know that? He said, well, a year ago today, I was in Buenos Aires. I was getting very drunk with a French guy that was celebrating out there. She went, oh, what's his name? So he told her a name. Said, that's my dad. And that's how my dad met my mum.
That's bizarre.
It's really bizarre and absolutely true.
Yeah. No, see, good one. Good one. Did you like that, Archie?
Yeah. It wasn't acceptable, was it? I mean...
No. How many out of ten... Very quickly, how many out of ten would you give that, Archie, as a yarn, as a good yarn?
Six.
Six out of ten as a yarn. Yeah, Archie, do me a favour.
Yeah.
Can you say, here's Joanne with the travel?
Here's Joanne with the travel.
Let's start in the centre of town as Tavern...
And a very good afternoon to you, 08709090973, if you wish to call us. And so, like a child accidentally drinking a wasp, we now run crying towards today's phone-in competition. This afternoon, it's Younger or Older. That's what it's called. It's called Younger or Older. And much like yesterday, the rules are very simple. I'm going to give you a list of names, and you have to tell me whether they're younger or older. Then there's a great prize this afternoon, a fantastic prize. Yesterday, you probably heard us give away a box set of the internet to Chris, even though I'm going to have to take it back because it now transpires he was wrong about one of the answers. But that doesn't matter. Today's prize, we've got some Bluetooth to give away. That's right. We're giving away some Bluetooth to one lucky winner. It's the communication revolution everyone's talking about, and we've got some to give away. So if you want to be in with a chance of winning some Bluetooth this afternoon, then call us 0870 90 90973 to play Younger or Older. And our first contestant is very much on the electric telephone balancing unit right now. Hello, Susan.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
And where are you calling from, Susan?
Catford.
Catford. And Catford, how... London. And how... I know where it is. And how is Catford today?
Let's see, overcast.
Is it?
Catford's overcast, yeah.
Okay, that's official weather report there from Catford. Yeah. What do you do, Susan?
Estate agent.
Are you at your work at the moment?
I am, yeah.
So you're using company time?
No, I'm actually waiting for someone to turn up at a property.
Oh, what sort of property is it?
A flat down in at the back of Catford, funnily enough, two beds.
Two bed?
Yeah.
How many baths?
Two beds, one bathroom, one pokey little kitchen.
I hope that person coming to look isn't listening now you've said that.
Do you know what? That's true.
Because otherwise, I think that sales just... If you'd sort of go, it's a rubbish place.
No, it's all right. She's done it up, but it's not state of the art. It's all right.
Isn't it? How much is it on for?
£780.
£780?
A month, yeah. £780.
Yeah.
They're renting.
It's a rent flat.
Yeah.
Yeah. £780 a month. Is it worth that? Do you think you're going to get that?
No.
No, you're going to have to come down.
No, but she won't, because she put in new carpet, so she won't come down. Nah. Sometimes they put in a couple of pence, and then they think it's worth, like, a fortune.
Yeah, but, not really, but you have to tell them it isn't.
Yeah, you do, but then they say they've got to cover their mortgage and everything else they spent out on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, we're going to play... let me just check with the technical people here. Have we got time to... Johnny, have we got time to play this before the after... Or do you want, no, we haven't. Okay, then we'll come back to... Right, Susan, we're going to go to an ad, and then we're going to come back. Are we going to play Younger or Older?
Okay, thank you.
Stand by.
Will do.
Now. On the radio. 08709090973, you want to call us. 84850, if you want to text homes at lbc.co.uk. Susan, hello.
Hello.
Right, we're going to play Younger or Older. I'm going to give you a list of names, and you've got to tell me whether they're younger or older.
Okay.
And then we'll do it all afternoon. Whoever gets the most right will win the prize. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
And music, please. That's right, we've got music today. Oh, yeah. Okay, number one, you ready, Susan?
Yeah.
Number one, my mum, younger or older?
Older.
My dad. Younger or older?
Older.
My Lemmy from Motorhead. Is he younger or older?
Younger.
Okay, my Nana.
Older.
No, sadly, sadly she died. Good. Yeah. Pitt the Younger.
Older.
Pitt the Elder.
Elder.
Little Jimmy Osmond.
Younger.
My dad's two goats.
Younger.
Steve Winwood.
Older.
The replacement gerbil my sister got after I accidentally killed her last one.
Younger.
Neville Chamberlain.
Older.
Gary Neville.
Younger.
Silas the albino monk from the Da Vinci Code.
Older.
David Whitehead.
Younger.
Emma Billingsley.
Younger.
Vlad the Impaler.
Older.
Vlad the Impaler.
Older.
Limahl.
Oh, younger.
Limahl the Impaler.
Younger.
And finally, Lenny Bennett from ITV's Lucky Ladders.
Older.
Okay, let's see how many you got. If you do win, by the way, would you prefer hard or soft Bluetooth?
Soft.
Okay, and I can tell you got 9 right. Nine right, Susan. That, well, I don't know, you're the first contestant.
All right, terrific.
So we don't know yet, do we?
No.
But if any, but you've got 9 right in Younger or Older. If so what we'll do, we'll keep playing this afternoon. If you want to play Younger or Older, 0870 9090973. If you get more than Susan, you win the prize. Otherwise, Susan romps home with the glory. You all right there, Susan? Is it all right with you?
All right, yeah, that's fine, thank you.
Excellent, thank you very much for calling.
All right, thank you.
It was a pleasure to talk to you, yeah.
Thank you, you
okay,
too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye, then. Bye. 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 Okay, 84850 if you want to text. We're also, if you want to win Joanne's picture this afternoon, Joanne's picture of an aeroplane that she's drawn for us, simply work out where I'm from. If you think you know where I'm from. John, is your accent from Earth? That's on the text. Well, yeah. But not as precise as I'd like there. John, you're from Worcester. That's someone else saying that. John, are you from Poole in Dorset? That's from Terry in Cheam. No, I'm not. And someone here has just texted us some anthrax. That's nice. John, you are a very polite person. A nice, a lovely and lovely polite text to get. Thank you very much. I'm a polite person. John, what is the email address for you and Miss Webb? I don't know what that means. John, I can't read that. John, I live in Aylesford and I am not scum. Yes, you are. OK, this is LBC 97.3. We're also talking coincidences. If you've got a coincidence you want to share with us, do you believe in coincidences? Is the coincidence is real? Do they actually work? Is it actually true? Is it anything? 0870 9090973 is the number. Text 84850. Email homes@lbc.co.uk. And if you want to play younger or older, you've got 9 to beat. Susan in the lead so far. Call us on that number. This is John Holmes, free and lead. LBC 97.3. You, LBC 97.3's London Bridge update, Albert Bridge, Barnes Bridge, Battersea Railway Bridge, Blackfriars Railway Bridge, Blackfriars Bridge, Cannon Street Railway Bridge, Chelsea Bridge, Chiswick Bridge, Grosvenor Railway Bridge, Hammersmith Bridge, Hungerford Railway and Foot Bridge, Kew Railway Bridge, Lambeth Bridge, London Bridge, Millennium Bridge, Putney Railway Bridge, Richmond Lock, Richmond Railway Bridge, Southwark Bridge, Teddington Lock, Tower Bridge, Twickenham Bridge, Vauxhall Bridge, Wandsworth Bridge, Waterloo Bridge and Westminster Bridge. If there are any changes to London's bridges this afternoon, of course, we will bring you that information. Now, we are talking coincidences this afternoon. Reasons. And those reasons are that yesterday's quiz was dead or alive. And you had to tell me, Chris won it, by the way, you had to tell me, I gave a list of names and you had to tell me whether they were dead or alive. And one of them was my Nana. One of them was my Nana, and she was alive when we did the quiz yesterday, and Chris correctly guessed that. Then sadly, and this is true, sadly overnight, when my dad phoned me to tell me this morning, my Nana died. Absolutely true, which was very sad, obviously. But it does mean, even more sadly for Chris, that he can't have the prize anymore, because technically now he's wrong about whether my Nana's dead or alive. So I'm afraid, Chris, if you're listening, you don't get the prize. But it's a coincidence, isn't it, that we were doing a quiz yesterday of Dead or Alive, and with my Nana in it, and then overnight, it seems as though the quiz killed her. Which it didn't do, but, well, at least I hope it didn't. I think it's just a coincidence. So, I was talking about coincidences. Does it happen? We've had quite a lot of calls coming in about this. What's a weird coincidence that's happened to you? Do you know of one? or don't you believe in them in any way? What? Anne has a coincidence. Hello, Anne. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm all right, thank you. A bit hot, but it's cooled down a bit today, so I'm a bit happier.
Are you a bit hot? What are you doing? Any sort of hot action there going on in your house?
No, not really. Just working.
You married, Anne?
I am. Yes. You're not married.
How long have you been married?
It will be 37 years this year.
37 years. Did you hear Joanne Webb of Travel earlier suggest saying that that hot you were talking about there is sort of, you know, missing now from her? She's been married a while. And she has to sort of spice up her love action.
Happier than the day we get married.
Oh, that's lovely to hear. Lovely to hear. A lot of regular sex, Anne, in your house?
Pardon?
Nothing. So, anyway, this coincidence you were going to tell us.
Yes, this was a real coincidence.
Yeah.
About 3 years ago, I went to have a makeover and a photo session.
Yeah.
And I didn't tell any of my family about it because it was going to be their Christmas present. So I had the makeover, I went in, and I was talking to the girl about which photos I wanted.
Hang on a second, you had a makeover for other people's Christmas present?
Yeah.
How does that work?
Because the photographs were going to be their Christmas present.
So you have
a makeover and then a photo session.
So you're going to give a photograph of yourself to other people as a Christmas present?
Yeah, because my family love me, you see.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. But I still think that's a bit of a miserable present, isn't it? I mean, if I turned up getting to my family, the remaining members of it...
If you know how much it costs...
But, you know, if I turn up and go... Because I tell you once, I'd get for my sister. My sister had a baby last year. It's a year old now. So for Christmas, I got framed for them a canvas picture photograph of their baby that I'd taken when it... You know, not when it was born, because it'd be covered in stuff, but, you know, later on. So I took... You know, and it was very nice. So I got... See, that's okay. But I wouldn't have given them a picture of myself, makeover or no, Anne. I think that's a bit weird, isn't it?
Well, no, it's not a bit weird at all, but that's not the coincidence.
Okay.
The reason that I was saying that you will know later on, the reason that I was saying I haven't told all my family will come out later. So I'd had my photos done, and I was talking to the girl about all these thousands of pounds I'd have to pay for these photos, and her mobile went. And she said, oh, excuse me, and she was on the mobile. She was on the mobile for about a minute, and all of a sudden I said, who's that you're talking to? And she thought I was cross. But I could hear it was my daughter on the other end of that phone. And she'd met this girl in a pub the night before, and they were talking about work.
That is weird, isn't it?
It is, isn't it? I mean, my family have always called me the Wicked Old Witch, but...
are you a practicing witch?
No,
Are you wicked?
No, my car does have on it protected by witchcraft.
Right. So
I'm a white witch.
You're not a witch, not really.
No, not really.
You don't practice witchcraft.
I don't.
You don't give good presents to people.
No, although my mother-in-law was a bit of a witch, but then everyone said that. And my sister-in-law is very psychic.
Really?
Well, years and years ago, we went on to a holiday in Hereford, and we had this very old cottage that used to be the blacksmith's.
Yeah.
And there was, you sort of went through one bedroom to the other one, and in the first bedroom, there was a priest hole.
Yes.
And Annette didn't know this at all, and she walked into the room, and she said, oh, I don't like it here. And that was she could sense that, you know, what had gone on hundreds of years ago, where the priest had hidden from the... Cromwellians, wasn't it?
Yes, that's a bit of a psychic pickup for picking up the psychic vibes there.
Yeah,
do you know, I like things like priest holes, and when I was a kid, I was fascinated by all that stuff.
Yeah,
we used to go on holiday to Wales, and we'd go to ruined castles, and I'd always want to go to the dungeons first. Secret. In fact, my dad is a builder, right? And I used to say when I was a kid, because I didn't know the rules, I tried to say to him, "Well, why can't you build us a secret passage in the house?" And I was convinced this was possible.
Yeah.
But he would quite rightly told me that I was a little idiot. So, that's fair enough. That is a good coincidence story, Anne.
Yeah,
it is. Still think it's a bit of a lame present for people, but...
I'm a first-time caller, and I was a bit nervous.
Oh, don't be nervous round here.
No.
Goodness, I hope I put you at your ease.
Oh, you have, certainly. Thank you very much.
Very good. For a first-time call, I have to say, that was excellent.
Thank you very much.
And I'm glad you've got a lovely, happy marriage.
Yeah?
I think you can improve your present buying a bit, but, you know, you don't have to be perfect.
All right, then.
Okay, thanks for your call, Anne.
I'll do it again.
Yeah, please do it again, yes. There's Anne there, the sex witch from Causton. So, if you want to call us, you want to play younger or older, 0870 90 90973. Have you ever given a picture of yourself as a present? Because that's a bit weird, I think. Are we going to thing in a moment? Yeah. Should we have just one quick word from Brian before we do? Go on then. Hello, Brian. Hello, Brian. Hello, Brian. See, he's put us on hold. Oh, I'll do it instead then. I am him. 0870 90 90 973. 84850 is the text. Holmes at lbc.co.uk if you wish to email. And now we have another contestant for the quiz. Younger or older? Hello, Simon in Sevenoaks.
Hello, John. How are you?
I'm fine, actually. How are you today?
I'm wonderful.
What? In what way are you wonderful?
Oh, she'll be finishing work in about an hour's time, and I'm going out for dinner with a lovely lady.
Lovely lady? Is it your, are you in a relationship with this lady, or is it a blind date?
I started going out with her 2 days ago.
2 days ago?
Yeah.
So it's all fresh?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
The honeymoon period.
Yeah. How long ago did you meet her?
I met her Monday night.
You actually just met her on Monday night, and you had a first date, and now this is your second date?
It is, yes.
Oh, is she, you know, yeah, you know? Let you, yeah.
We've had a pash, but that's as far as it's got.
You've had a what, sorry?
We've had a pash, and that's as far as it's got.
A pash?
Yes, a snog.
A snog. You've had a snog, that's as far as it got. Hoping for a bit more tonight?
No.
No? Or not?
I don't want to push my luck.
I wasn't suggesting you push your luck. Oh. So where are you taking her for dinner?
We're going to a Harvester in Dulwich.
Oh, she's not going to put out for that. Not even for a trip to the salad cart, Simon, I shouldn't think. you're gonna need a bit more exclusive than that, aren't you?
Okay.
Oh. Just my little tip to you there.
Fair enough. Thanks very much for your help.
Yeah, that's all right. Maybe if you get her a dessert.
Now I know why I realise. I apologise for slating you last week.
Did you slate me last week?
No, I slated you on Ian's comments.
Did you?
And I phoned you last week to apologise.
Oh, that's right, you did, yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Because we turned you.
Yes.
Somehow. Yeah.
Well, you know.
Yeah. And there's me giving you free dating advice there.
Oh, it's good, isn't it?
Yeah. But, you know, please do, do mention to her tonight on your date, won't you, that we talked about, you know.
I will do. I'll tell her that I talked about her on local radio to John Holmes.
Yeah.
One of the best radio presenters.
That's right. Yeah, tell her that. She'll be very impressed. And she might even let you near her bra. Okay, so we're going to play the younger or older quiz. What's her name, by the way?
Joe.
Okay. do you think she's listening?
No, she's in court.
She's in court?
Yeah, she's a lawyer.
Oh, I thought you say she's a criminal. And it's only if she gets off that that you get to get off, if you see what I mean.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll stop now. Let's play. Do you know the rules? I'm going to read out a list of names. There are 20 names, Simon.
Yep.
And you have to simply tell me whether they're younger or older.
Okay.
And here we go with the music. Okay. Number one, Simon. My mum, is she younger or older?
Older.
My dad, younger or older?
Older.
Lemmy from Motorhead.
Younger.
My nana.
Passed away.
Pitt the younger.
Younger.
Pitt the elder.
Older.
Little Jimmy Osmond.
Younger.
My dad's two goats.
Twins, so older.
Steve Winwood.
Younger.
The replacement gerbil my sister got after I accidentally killed the last one.
Younger.
Neville Chamberlain.
Older.
Gary Neville.
Younger.
Silas the albino monk from the Da Vinci Code.
Younger.
David Whitehead.
Older.
Emma Billingsley.
I'm not clear who she is, but I'll go younger.
Vlad the Impaler.
Older.
Vlad the Impaler.
Younger.
Limahl.
Older.
Limahl the Impaler.
Older.
Lenny Bennett from ITV's Lucky Ladders.
Younger.
Do you know how many you got?
None, probably.
Out of 20? You got 11.
Yay!
Which puts you in the lead, Simon.
Oh, brilliant.
You are in. You can stop the music now. Thanks. You're in the lead, Simon.
You're gonna win
some Bluetooth. You're in a chance. If you did win, would you want the hard or the soft Bluetooth?
I'll go the hard.
Yeah, I thought that's probably right. You might need it later, you don't know. I just have to point out as well that Archie quite correctly phoned up. We spoke to Archie earlier, if you were listening, to point out that actually, out of my dad's two goats, one of them is dead. As I mentioned yesterday in the Dead or Alive competition, because one of them killed the other one.
good idea.
Yeah, so in actual fact, Archie's quite correct in that. So when I say my dad's two goats, for any there's future players of this, there is only one goat, and one of them's dead, so that's just going to come into competition there. But congratulations, Simon, you're in the lead.
Thank you very much.
You said you want the hard Bluetooth, didn't you?
Yes, please.
Yeah, right, we'll make sure that you will win that if you win. But if you think you can do better than Simon, if you think you can do better than Simon, 0870 9090 973 for the younger or older quiz. You can also keep texting us on 84850 if you can work out where my accent's from. Where am I from? You might win Joanne's picture. Anyway, I'm John Holmes. In for Ian Lee, this is LBC 97.3.
Hello, I'm Gary.
In here. 0870 90. Listen, I'm in your wireless. Look. There. 0870 90 90 973 84850 is the text, or you can email holmes@lbc.co.uk. People are trying to guess where I'm from. John, you don't have an accent. I'm listening online, and you sound just like Shirley Temple, which is odd, because I am dressed exactly like Shirley Temple as well. If you want to play younger or older, call us, 0870 numbers, email, text, thing, news, headlines.
On FM. On
a lot quicker in a microwave. Anyway, what are we doing now? We're doing coincidences. That's right. Coincidences. Oh, we played a quiz yesterday, which was Dead or Alive. And my nana, sadly, died overnight. So, this means that Chris, who played the competition, Dead or Alive competition yesterday, got that question technically wrong in the quiz, so I'm not sure we can send him his prize. But it was a coincidence that we played the quiz yesterday and then she died overnight, so we're talking coincidences, which, you know, I don't know whether I believe in coincidences or not. We've had a lot of good examples so far this very day. 0870 90 90 973 if you wish to call us and throw your hat into that particular ring. Also, we're giving away Joanne Webb from The Travel's lovely picture of her flying a plane that she's done for us today. And we're giving it away to someone who can guess where I'm from, because yesterday everyone was trying to figure out where my accent was from, and I have to say no one has got it right so far. But on the telephone now is someone who may have done. Hello. Hello on the telephone there. Hello.
Hello, this is Mrs. Richards.
Hello, Mrs. Richards.
I think you're from Durham.
What makes you think that, Mrs.
Well,
Richards?
I recognise your accent. And you speak like Adrian Allen, who is also from the North East.
Mm-hmm.
And, but I can't tell the exact village.
Perhaps did your powers not stretch that far, Mrs. Richards?
Pardon?
Do your powers not stretch that far to...
No, but I was born in Durham, you see, but I haven't lived there for 50 years.
You have to say you're very well spoken, Mrs. Richards.
Oh, well, after 50 years, you lose some of your accent, don't you?
Are you suggesting that the Durham accent doesn't sound very well spoken there?
Oh, no, I will not run the North East down at all.
I should hope not.
I'm a great ambassador for Durham City.
I'd burn it down. I wouldn't run it down.
No, wonderful, friendly people.
Yes.
And I'm also, if I'm right, you're from Durham or the North East. You have an attitude from there, the way you respond to people, and it jumps out at me.
Really?
What, yes.
What, is it a good attitude or a bad attitude?
I can't pinpoint anything. No, it's a little bit blunt.
A little bit blunt?
Yes.
Yeah.
A slightly bit critical.
Critical of people, yeah.
Critical, yeah. Like me.
I can be, yeah, well, that's a good thing, you know. It's no. What do you wish for me to call you Mrs. Richards, or do you have a first name you'd like to share with us?
Well, I've got another name called Elizabeth.
Elizabeth Richards?
Yes.
It's quite a posh name as well, isn't it?
Well, it's not bad.
Yeah, yeah. Are you a married lady, Mrs. Richards?
Well, I was.
Oh?
Years and years ago.
Mm.
I've been on my own for simply, 20-odd years.
20-odd years?
But I'm still looking at my age. There might be a partner out there.
Oh, I don't doubt it for a moment. Did you hear Thingy earlier, who was taking a lady out tonight?
No, I didn't hear.
Did you miss that? It was his second date.
Yeah.
I think he said it was second date. He met a girl on Monday.
Yeah.
This is Simon. He met a girl on Monday, and he was going to take her out tonight.
Mm-hmm.
They're going out for a meal.
Mm-hmm.
And he only met her on Monday, Mrs. Richards, so they haven't done it yet.
Oh, they haven't done the date yet?
They haven't done it, no.
Yeah.
I think he thought perhaps, you know, second date might get lucky tonight. But do you know where he's taking her?
No.
A harvester.
Oh, no.
Oh,
no, and I'm going to be a little bit northeast now and criticise that. It could be maybe the ivy in London.
Wouldn't you think? Now, if Mrs. Richards, if you were being taken out by a gentleman,
mm-hmm.
and he said, and you said to him, "Where are we going for our meal tonight? Where are we going? Where are we going?" And he said, "Well, I thought I'd take you to the harvester, Elizabeth. Would you put out for him?
What do you mean, put out for him? Would I accept it without saying, or would I criticise it?
I mean, would you, you know, let him...
No, I wasn't happy.
Absolutely not. I should think not. Not for a harvester.
Well...
There is a salad cart.
Yes, that's true. I think I'd be... I don't think I'd tell him straight away. I think maybe I'd go along with a date and then maybe not accept a second date.
Yeah.
I think I wouldn't be so rude as to...
But you wouldn't, you know, get off with him?
No.
No, not for that.
No.
Not even if, as the... I don't know whether I've not been to a harvester before, like on the advert. Actually, I have. But it was a long time ago and I needed the money. So the... when I was a kid, when I grew up, there was a harvester not far from us.
Mm-hmm.
And in the foyer, as you went in, they had an animatronic Wurzel Gummidge that used to wave.
And it moved around.
It moved around. And it was really frightening. It used to scare me as a child.
Well, it would do.
And it was there. So, you know, but as, I suppose as you get older, you know, you think, well, at the end of the day, he's taking her there. Perhaps he thinks she'll see the salad cart. She gets one free visit, probably. I don't know whether you can go back to the salad cart. But also, how impressed is she going to be with an animatronic waving Wurzel Gummidge?
Not me.
She's bound to drop them for him for that, don't you think?
No. And not at my age, I wouldn't be
not affected.
And when I was younger, I couldn't stand cartoons, Mickey Mouse and Popeye.
What? Why?
I hated them because they weren't realistic.
That's the point of them, isn't it?
Well, yes, but when I was a child, I didn't dwell on that. I just didn't like them. I like things to be... I'm a Doubting Thomas. I like to... touch things.
That's a third name you've got. Thomas Elizabeth Richards.
Yeah, I've got another name as well, Mary.
Thomas Elizabeth Mary Richards.
I was baptised, Mary was the first name, but Elizabeth's my other name.
Right.
And it was after the Virgin Mary.
Oh, yeah.
But of course...
Now, she didn't put out for a harvester, did she?
No. What a name.
No.
What a name to live up to.
You were named after the Virgin Mary. Did you stay one?
Well, you didn't let me finish.
Oh.
What a name to live up to, Virgin Mary.
I know.
But when you're not, you don't enlighten your mother.
You don't? No, it's probably best not to.
You see, you can tell I'm from the North as well, can't you, with the kind of jokes that come out.
Well, do you know what you were saying about me being from Durham?
Yeah.
I'm not from Durham. I'm not even from the North East, I'm afraid.
Well, I know. You've kept me on all this time.
I know, but I'm not.
Well,
I'm not,
you see, there's also parts of Yorkshire or Cumberland, which are very similar, sort of the Lake District area as well.
Mm. I'm afraid I'm not. I'm just going to bring Nathan in as well, Mrs. Elizabeth Thomas Mary Richards. hello, Nathan.
Oh, I'm hi there.
Hello, how are you?
I see, got it right.
Yeah, not too bad.
So, how many names do you have, Nathan?
Two first names and a surname, obviously.
Not necessarily, obviously. Some people don't like Sting.
Sting, yeah, or Prince,
yeah.
Madonna,
see?
Yeah.
Loads of people.
Sting's from the northeast.
Sting is from the northeast, you're absolutely right. See, we don't just throw this together, Mrs. Thomas Elizabeth Mary Richards.
Well,
you see, we just bring that in, it just dovetails together.
Yes.
This, you might think this show sounds ramshackle and made up as it goes along, but it's actually very carefully planned out.
Jolly good, yeah, yeah. I appreciate that.
Yeah. So, Nathan, how are you today?
Yeah, I'm not bad.
Would you take a lady to a harvester?
Well, that depends on the lady. I think we need to be a bit fair to this guy. We need to know a bit more about the lady before we write him off.
That's a fair point, yeah.
Could be a tactical decision.
Mm-hmm.
If he's, you know, just got one thing in mind, he might be thinking, you know, don't want to spend too much.
You don't want to go down, like, as Mrs. Thomas Elizabeth Richards said, you don't necessarily want to take it to the Ivy, do you?
Well, the Ivy, so that's something to work up to.
It is,
but,
yeah.
But then again, depending on the... on the individual concerned.
Yeah.
If she's happy with the harvester, if you can get away with it, then fair play to him. And it is unlimited visits to the salad cart these days.
Is it unlimited?
And if you get in there before half past six, you get a third off.
Do you?
Yeah, you do.
Well, then that's a bargain. Well, I hope he's going before half six then. I didn't realise it was unlimited visits to the salad cart. Does that change your opinion, Mrs. Richards, of the visit to the harvester? Unlimited visits to the salad cart?
Well, it doesn't encourage me anymore. I said I would accept one date.
One date.
Think it over and well.
But you're not going to, you wouldn't put out for it, no.
As much as I like salad, but.
Right. I can't beat that. As much as you like salad, there are limits to where you'd go.
Of course, because salad would be first with the first course, you see. So I'd have to leave room for the next course, you see. So I wouldn't fill up on salad, would I?
No, I like the logic in your thinking there. Logical. Nathan, I haven't even asked you why you called. I'm really sorry. Why did you call?
Well, I'm a bit curious, really. I mean, I've been listening to you this week.
Yeah, thank you.
I've had a... as you said, a bit of a boring week.
Yeah.
So,
I've got 20 seconds before I have to go to the travel, so if you want to just...
Are you going to bring me back afterwards?
I can do, if you're happy to wait.
Yeah, I would do, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Why don't we hang you there, then? Because everyone will be hanging on now. Want to know, what are you called? And it'd be like
a younger caller.
Yeah. Okay, well, you wait there.
Okay.
Thanks. Lovely to talk to Mrs. Elizabeth Thomas Mary Richards there as well. If you want to call us, of course, 08709090. If you want to play younger or older. Younger or older. That's the same number. 08709090973. Just a couple of bits of extra travel there that Joanne missed. Police are reporting that two roads out of Westminster have overturned, causing delays, and drivers are asked to avoid the area while the roads are put back up the right way, and a pedestrian has jackknifed on the North Circular. On the phone we still have Mrs. Richards and Nathan. Hello to you both. Thank you for holding, callers. Right, Nathan, we'll come to you first, because you were in the middle, you were about to say why you'd called, in fact.
Yeah, well, I've been listening to your show during the week, and, I mean, I don't think all of your callers appreciate sort of what's going on here, really.
How do you mean?
Well, what I'm assuming your target age group is, and what your actual age group is, seem to be two different things.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was just quite cute. I thought maybe you'd appeal more to... I would appreciate most people at work at this time. So it really, really will be the sort of old and the infirm that are to be listening. But I thought maybe students.
Yeah.
Well, you might have more student callers.
We get a lot of... we get a lot of that. We get a lot of students. There's a lot of school children as well.
Yeah.
We're right across the spectrum, Nathan, to be honest with you.
I'm finding your show very amusing, I have to say.
Oh, that's that. How kind of you to say.
Yeah.
That's very nice. How old are you, Nathan?
33.
So would you say you were the target of the audience there?
Maybe. I'm not sure.
I think what the two targets, as you say, there are two sort of separate ends of the spectrum. One is that the age of the people who are listening, but the other I'm finding is that I tend to appeal to people with a fantastically low IQ. Because it's sort of a bit childish and amateurish and made up as it goes along. As I think probably comes across.
Yeah, but that's going over the head of a lot of your callers.
Yeah.
Which is... just adds to my amusement, to be quite honest.
Well, that's a good thing, isn't it? Mrs. Richards.
Hello.
Hello, thank you for being there.
I've just been upset twice.
You've been upset twice?
I'm Nathan saying for older people, I'm quite old, but I'm still there.
How old are you, Mrs.?
I know how many beans make five.
How many beans make five?
Oh, I'm not going to repeat that.
How many beans make five?
There's a black one and three and two halves or something like that.
Okay.
An old thing.
But you're looking at our beans in analog there.
Well,
the world has moved on. Now we live in a digital age, Mrs. Richards, and you'll find that beans are measured in binary.
But we're getting really intellectual now.
Oh yeah, totally.
No, you asked me how old I was. I was born the same year as Elvis Presley.
Now I know when Elvis Presley died.
No, but the year he was.
But I don't know when he was born. Was it?
And I was born on the 23rd of May,
yes,
which was Joan Collins' birthday.
Right. What are you going to give us the year?
Well, you would have to find out what year Elvis Presley was born.
Do you know what? I don't know whether you've heard of it, Mrs. Richards, but there's a thing now called let me get this right, the internet. That's right.
Yes,
and if we look on that, we could probably find it quite quickly. I think Helen's going to do that for us right now.
Yeah.
Because I must confess, I don't know when Nathan. Do you know when Elvis was born?
1946.
No.
Before that?
Yeah.
1939?
No.
1934?
No.
Higher or lower?
Almost.
33?
No. 31? The other way.
34?
No, you said 34.
35. It's like the younger or older quiz.
36.
He was born on January the 8th, 1935.
That's it.
Yes.
Yeah.
See, I did.
January the 8th.
January the 8th.
So you talked
early in the year. Yeah, and I was born in May, so I am.
Were you an Elvis fan?
Oh, of course I was. Yes.
Yeah.
Big... And I always loved to dance to his music.
Did you?
Yes.
Mm. This is an example of what I was talking about, John.
Have you worked out my age yet?
No, but I will after this, during this.
The British Airways summer offer is now on.
71 years old.
Correct.
Yes. See, it did actually take me all of that break to work that out, though.
Yes.
I'm not really. But do you know what in do you know what that is in goat years?
No, I've never been into animals at all.
Right.
I like
292.
What? Sorry?
I like
292.
Who are you?
I don't know. I just thought I'd say it. I didn't realise I was on yet.
Damien.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. We brought you in just there because I know you want to play the quiz, younger or older. And it seems very appropriate because obviously we've got Mrs. Elizabeth Thomas Mallory Towers Richards on and Nathan as well. And because we were talking about age, you want to play the quiz. I want to get it in before the news just to see if you bang into the lead.
Yeah, well, I've heard there's a quality prize.
I'm giving away, I've got some Bluetooth to give away this afternoon.
Some Bluetooth?
Some Bluetooth.
Oh, right.
I'm giving away some Bluetooth.
Properly.
I'm giving away some Bluetooth. No, it's the communications device, isn't it?
Excellent.
You know Bluetooth?
Yes.
Yeah, well...
Yes, I do. I've got one in my ear at the moment, but I'm not listening.
Well, I'm giving away some Bluetooth.
Bluetooth.
Excellent. Some Bluetooth time.
No, just some Bluetooth. So, you want to play younger or older?
I do. I just wanted to complain about your thing earlier on when you said it's quicker in the microwave because it wasn't very nice and it takes a long time to clean it afterwards.
That is true, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fair enough. I take all that back then in case you were thinking...
Yes, I'm surprised you didn't have any complaints. You probably have, but just haven't answered them yet.
Oh, I'd put them on air. I don't mind.
Fair enough.
I don't care.
I think you did a very good job, by the way, and I think you're in danger of getting your own show.
Well, that'd be lovely, wouldn't it? For us all,
it would be, because at least you don't make friends with the divs like Ian does. He tends to.
I have no time for divs. I only speak to intelligent people. But let's find out how good you are, shall we?
Thank you.
By playing younger or older. Here we go. Okay, is she younger or older? My mum.
Younger than older than who?
Is she younger or older?
She's older than you.
My dad, younger or older?
She's younger than your mum.
Lemmy from Motorhead.
He's younger than your dad.
My nana.
Your nana's older than your mum.
No, she died last night. Pitt the younger.
He's younger than Pitt the older.
Pitt the elder.
Pitt the elder's older than Pitt the younger.
Little Jimmy Osmond.
Little Jimmy Osmond's younger than Big Jimmy Osmond.
My dad's two goats.
They're twins.
Steve Winwood.
He's full of wind.
The replacement gerbil my sister got after I accidentally killed the last one.
Older than the one that got killed.
Neville Chamberlain.
Yeah, younger than his dad.
Gary Neville.
Older than his brother.
Silas the albino monk.
It's a great book. I don't know.
David Whitehead.
David Whitehead.
Emma Billingsley. Flansy and Taylor. Number 12, Gary Neville. Gary Neville.
Younger than his brother.
Number 13, Silas the albino monk from The Da Vinci Code.
He's older than 18-day-old matured beef from Tesco's.
14, David Whitehead.
Younger than Paul Whitehead.
15, Emma Billingsley. Is she younger or older?
Older.
16, Vlad the Impaler.
Younger.
17, Vlad the Impaler.
Oh, God, twins.
18, Limahl.
Oh, he's younger than the Queen.
19, Limahl the Impaler.
Doesn't exist, you're making this all up. When am I going to get my prize?
20, Lenny Bennett from ITV's Lucky Ladders.
Oh, he's older than Bobby Davro.
Okay, do you know how many you got out of 20 there? How many do you think? How well do you think you did?
I reckon I got 19, I'm not sure about...
You can stop the music now, Johnny, the drama's gone. Thanks. How many do you think you got?
19 and a half.
I can tell you, you only got two, Damien.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not. You only got two right out of that.
Wow.
Sorry.
You're
the worst contestant.
Can you tell me the right answers, please?
No, not till the end of the show.
Oh, dear. So I'm afraid... Where you're from, then?
If you'd have won, would you have picked the... would you have wanted the hard or soft Bluetooth?
Yeah, probably the soft.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
But, it's all gone.
It's a moot question because you're gone. It's blown out of the water. Gone. Sorry about that.
I guess where you're from, though?
You can give it a go.
I know where you're going. You're going to hell for cheating me, but you're from Coventry.
What makes you think that?
I don't know, because I support Coventry and I lived there when I was a kid, and I've just noticed a little twang to your voice, although I might just be making it up, like you make the questions up.
I have to say, yeah. And I know we've only got an hour of the show to go, but I have to say, guessing where I'm from, you might have been rubbish at the quiz, but you're the closest on where I'm from.
Wow.
You are the closest I am from, so that's pretty good.
I'm not right.
So you're not quite right, but you're not, but that's very good. That's very good, I'll give you that. And you might, if no one beats that, because it is fairly close, I'll give you...
Daventry.
No, you can't keep guessing. I'm going to give you Joanne's picture. You're the closest so far.
Questions.
You can't guess because I've cut you off now. Nathan.
Yes.
You're still there. That's remarkable. Thank you for hanging on so long.
I got lots of time on my hands at the moment.
Why is that?
I just have quite a static sort of job, so...
Is that like the electricity or...
No, more in like, you know, stationary, just remain in the same
You work in Ryman's?
Yeah.
They sell stationery.
Yeah. No, this is stationary with an A.
With an A. Oh, I'm with you, yeah.
Yeah. Right. Common mistake a lot of people make, actually. Quite irritates me.
It is. It's like that old
stationery
joke.
Cupboard, A-R-Y. Cross it out.
It's like the old joke, isn't it? When the man goes into the shop, into, you know, I don't know, Ryman's, say, and says to the woman, excuse me, do you keep stationery? And she says, well, up until the last few minutes. And then I go absolutely crazy with orgasm. Mm.
Yeah.
That's like that old joke. I didn't say it was a funny joke, I just said it was an old joke.
Yeah.
Jim Davidson went bankrupt.
He went bankrupt?
Yeah, it was in the news. Did you hear it?
It doesn't surprise me.
He's gone bankrupt. Just thought I'd throw that in there.
He needs another series of Up the Elephant Round the Castle or something like that.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
Anyway, thanks for Nathan for calling. I can't remember what your question was, but it's something to do with callers being fake, but none of them are all real.
All real?
Of course they're all real.
Yeah.
How much work do you think that would be if I had to make it all up?
Well, I don't know. It could be the same person.
Are you real, or is this some sort of double bluff?
No, not at all, not at all. I've got a few points for you.
Oh, have we?
Yeah. Now, this chap who did your Dead or Alive yesterday...
The one who won or lost?
Well, the one who won and then lost because...
Because my Nana died.
Yeah, but she was alive at the time he answered the question. Now...
Yeah.
Does that not count for anything?
Well, you're absolutely right, she was, but unfortunately she was dead by the time I was going to post the prize out.
He did answer in good faith, though. He was correct at the time.
Might be right. Maybe I have to be lenient.
Mm.
You might be right, Nathan, actually. Maybe I'm being a bit harsh. Maybe people...
I want to pick Joanne up on another point.
Well, hang on a second. I was just saying, maybe people... If people think that Chris should get the prize of yesterday, in case... I'll just re-explain this in case you've only just tuned in. We played a game of Dead or Alive yesterday, and I had a list of people, and callers had to play the quiz and say who's dead or alive. And as we played the quiz, my Nana was one of them in the list, and yesterday, during the quiz, as Nathan rightly points out, she was alive. But overnight, last night, I'm afraid... She died. My dad phoned me to tell me this morning she'd been ill, but I wasn't expecting it so quickly. So I was saying about it that being a weird coincidence. So, of course, we were talking about coincidences. But I also said that Chris, who won the quiz, couldn't have the prize anymore because technically he was wrong about my Nana. So if you think I should still give him the prize because he was right at the time of the quiz when she was alive, then why not, you know, email us, call us, text us, 0870 9090973, text 84850, email homes@lbc.co.uk. Just thought I'd recap that. Nathan, you were saying about Joanne.
Yeah, this thing about the North Circular, east, west, north to south, but then she described it as a circle. I'm not sure why she didn't use anti-clockwise clockwise, like with the M25.
Save
all that confusion.
That is a very good point.
And I don't even do travel.
When she does travel, she's coming back in about less than that, some minutes. She's coming back in some minutes. Why don't you ask her that?
Oh, I'd love to.
Well, either stay there or we'll call you back and you can ask her that direct, because that's a very
good
question.
She's married, though, isn't she? I won't flirt too heavily.
She, you know, to be honest, for a harvester...
Good point,
She looks like she'd probably do what you like.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I know where you're coming from.
Oh, yeah, I reckon so. Okay, Nathan, we'll call you back or something for that. Tim, hello, Tim. Hello, Tim.
Hello there, how are you?
I'm fine. Where are you calling from, Tim?
I'm calling from Kingston.
You're calling from Kingston? Well, Jamaica?
I wish.
Oh.
I wish.
And what do you do, Tim?
Me?
Yep.
I retire.
You retire?
Yes, I have retired.
And what did you do before you tired?
Oh, a job that you wouldn't be very happy with. I was a personnel manager.
How do you know I wouldn't be happy with that?
Well, I can't see you sacking people. You're too kind-hearted.
I can sack people?
I know. You're being very unkind to us old codgers and people with low IQ.
Yes, I am. I could sack people like...
I know. Well, remember, the low IQs and the old codgers...
Yes.
...are probably keeping you in your job.
I know. It wasn't me that was saying that. It was Nathan accusing you of being old codgers. But to prove I can sack people, watch this.
The beautiful game.
On the radio. Hello. Very good afternoon to you. 0870-9090-90-90-90-90-90-9973 is the number to call. 84850 is the text. Holmes@lbc.co.uk. I haven't read many texts out this afternoon, have I? Because I can't work the mouse thing. Now, here we go. Some texts. John, are you from Swanage in Dorset? It's a lovely place. That's from Malcolm. I'm sure it is, but no, I think we've established that I'm not. John, you're from Bournemouth. Please, can I have a picture of Joanne? This appears to be from someone called Wag, which might be a wife and girlfriend from the football. Hello, John, are you from Leamington Spa? No, I'm not, but that is close to Coventry, so good guess. John, go on, give the prize to Chris from yesterday. Give him the prize on a technicality, because your grandmother was alive when he played the quiz. It's fair enough. It's fair. Maybe I will. Maybe I won't. First, I'm going to go back and call Tim in Kingston. Hello, Tim.
Hello there.
Is it Tim or Timothy?
Tim.
Tim.
Tim, yeah. Because I used to read Tiger Tim as a little boy, I was called Tim, all right?
Because you used... But hang on. Because you used to read Tiger Tim as a boy, you were called Tim.
There used to be a comic called Tiger Tim.
That, yes. So,
I used to rush the door every Thursday to get it.
Right.
So they called me Tim.
What? But, so that was how many years after you were born? So you weren't born Tim, then? They only called you Tim after...
No, that was about 6 years after I was born.
So what were you called before? Jennifer? Did you have a child
no,
sex
no,
change?
No, 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 Jimmy, right?
Jimmy?
Jimmy, yeah.
Jimmy.
As in Riddle, yeah.
Is that because you used to wee yourself?
Well, everybody did at that age, didn't they?
Who did?
Well, you did.
How do you know?
Eh?
Were you there?
Well, I'm going on, you know, ages and what have you.
I never used to
anyway,
wee myself.
I've been sitting listening to all those adverts. I nearly bought a damn flat in London N7. I've nearly bought £2,000 worth of equipment to go with it, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm still here.
It's the power of advertising.
Yeah, it was.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you. I much appreciate you holding on through all that.
That's all right. You know, I enjoyed it, actually.
Well, that's good. Yeah,
I enjoyed
good.
It. Incidentally, Joanne is quite right to talk north and south, because I would think that 90% of the drivers don't know whether they're going anti-clockwise or clockwise on any road. Judging by the way some of them drive.
That, well, you might have a point there.
She's absolutely right. I'd be far happier to say north, or for her to tell me I'm going north or south on the road, but anti-clockwise or clockwise, I wouldn't know where the hell I was.
Fair. Is this leading anywhere, Tim, or is this?
No, it's only leading to where I think you were born.
Oh, now here we go.
When you were born.
Well, I was more created. It is true. A failed experiment gone terribly wrong.
Yeah.
But many have said. But let's assume I was born for the purposes of this.
I got a feeling you were born in the Isle of Wight.
Now, you said you were listening to the show, didn't you?
Yes.
So, what happened, all that bit where someone said I was from near Coventry, and I said that's correct.
That was a lot of bull, wasn't it? You know, you're putting people off.
No, I actually was. It is from near Coventry. Why do you think the Isle of Wight?
Because I've got a cousin there, and she always says ask and fast, instead of ask and fast.
It's correct to say ask and fast, isn't it?
No.
Yes.
Is it?
Yeah, because, yeah, of course it is. Because if I was to say...
Oh, then you come from Oxford.
No, because if I was to, you can't say, you know, is it right to say grass or grass, would you say?
Grass.
Grass.
No, grass.
There's no, look, if you say, like, okay, arse, right? If I said, Tim, you're an arse.
Yeah.
Right? There'd be an R in it, wouldn't there? But if I said, Tim, you're an ass, there's no R in it. Is there an R in grass? No, so it's
no,
grass.
But,
well, there is, but not in that
two
place.
Separate words. I mean, an ass has got four legs, but an arse hasn't.
Well, an arse has got two legs. unless it belongs to Heather Mills, in which case it hasn't.
One to you. Right,
thanks so much. Thanks
yeah, that's
much.
All right, yeah. I'm
okay,
a bit
but
slow.
No, you're not. You're very good. But I'm not from the Isle of Wight, too. Level, oh, 40, level 42 are from the Isle of Wight, and I would never come from the same place as level 42.
Oh, that's unkind.
Well, it is, but, you know.
It's unkind.
Yeah.
Anyway, enjoy your show. You've got to get a permanent spot.
Well, oh, how nice of you to say.
No,
say.
I mean it.
How lovely. You know? If I do get one, I'll get Oxy 10, though, yeah. When you say on it.
Yeah, I mean, you have more grey matter than most of them, right?
thanks very much.
Okay, all right.
Okay, cheers, Tim.
Cheers.
Very kind of you to call. Is that Louise on the telephone now as well?
Yeah, it is.
Now, I must confess, Louise,
yes.
Since yesterday, I meant to get, because I thought you might ring again today.
Right.
So what I was going to do, I meant to go and get a English to Barnsley translation book. But I couldn't find one.
Oh, dear.
Well, it might be that there was one, but I just didn't understand the title on the cover. that might be it.
How are you?
I'm fine, actually. How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm all right. Thanks.
Oh, good.
Yeah, have you rung to complain at me again about something?
No, I'm really sorry about yesterday.
It's all right. You don't need to apologise. It's fine. I don't mind.
I feel bad all day.
I like it when people do ring and complain at me. And just you know, go, this is rubbish. This is
rubbish. I didn't say you were rubbish.
No,
you didn't. I think you're not as good as Ian.
No, well, obviously, that's a given. That's a given, Louise.
Right. The things that I've heard, anyway, have been fantastic.
Oh, well, you see, that's but not as fantastic as Ian.
No.
Well, in that case, Louise, I'm going to cut you off. So, if you want to call us 0870 90 90 973, we will be playing Younger or Older. Don't forget, then, all next week is Nick Ferrari at Breakfast Redux version. It's a bit like the extended version of Francis Ford Coppola's Apocalypse Now. Nick Ferrari at Breakfast next week will have an extra 3 hours of previously unseen material. Nick Ferrari's vision of Breakfast has long been regarded as a classic, of course, but now fans have the chance to hear his show in its full original form for the first time. Restored footage does include extra shouting about Ken Livingstone. So that's Nick Ferrari at Breakfast Redux, all next week on LBC. 97.3. The same number that Joanne gave out there for the jam line, you can use that also to grass up any neighbours that you see using jam while there's still a jam ban on in Sussex. If you see them using jam through a hose pipe or trying to fill a swimming pool or wash a car with jam, then call Joanne on the jam line. Hello, I'm John Holmes, sitting in for Ian Lee. It's LBC 97.3. The number to call, if you wish to, is 0870 90 90973. You can text us 84850 or email Holmes at lbc.co.uk. If you want to play Younger or Older this afternoon, I can't remember for the life of me who's in the lead now, but someone is. But you will win. We do have some Bluetooth to give away this afternoon. It's a very good prize. Yesterday, you heard Chris win a box set of the internet when he played Dead or Alive. And my gran, sadly, was in that, mentioned in that quiz of Dead or Alive. At the time of the quiz, she was alive. Overnight last night, she died, which is absolutely true. I'm not even making that up. That's a bit of a coincidence. So we're talking about coincidences as well. If you've been party to a coincidence or part of a coincidence, or if you think coincidai, that's plural of coincidence, coincidai, are rubbish, then simply call us on that number. But yeah, if you want to play Dead or Alive, not Dead or Alive, we did it yesterday. If you want to play Younger or Older, 08709090, so some numbers. Andy from Greenwich, hello.
Hello, Johnny Boy. Hello. Can I just say before we begin, you're such an improvement on that imbecile Ian Lee.
I don't think you're allowed to say that during his show, technically.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
Which
yeah,
obviously
I'll
this
take
is.
That back. I'll take that back.
But it's all right, because when this goes out on air, we'll edit that out.
Okay, that's brilliant.
Yeah,
excellent.
It's fine. Okay.
Johnny.
Yeah.
Don't
call me Johnny. It makes me sound like a condom.
Sorry, yeah, Mr. Holmes.
Or Johnny Vaughan, which is a similar thing.
Well, okay, well, mind you, wasn't it? You were a porn star before, weren't you?
Yeah, I have. John Holmes, you're right, was a porn star.
Yeah.
Yeah, different spelling. My name's spelled J-O-N, John, you see?
Yeah, I'm loving his work. Do you share any sort of attributes with him at all?
Sadly, just the name.
Anyway, what I wanted to call about was you were dissing the 42.
The mighty 42?
The mighty 42. I mean, if you're a child of the 80s, like myself, and probably yourself...
I am a child.
Well, surely you've seen them, haven't you? Seen them live?
I haven't seen them live, but I do. I do. An ex-girlfriend of mine used to be a big fan of the 42. What on earth's that?
Okay,
what's that noise?
Well, then.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just something on the radio, you know.
Obviously, yeah.
Nothing important.
Good. She was a big fan of the 42.
Oh, yeah. I used to love them. I remember seeing them at the Ipswich Gome once. Yeah. They were fantastic.
What's your favourite 42 song?
I would say probably...
Is it this one?
No, I'd say probably... Chinese Way, you know.
The Chinese Way. So, I liked Running in the Family.
Do you? Yeah.
Have you got that?
Oh, yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah, not a bad one, yeah.
Yeah.
My ex-girlfriend used to love them. I used to buy the live videos.
Oh, they were fantastic. It's just something about them.
That's a lot better than taking her to a harvester, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, showed a girl a good time.
Did you hear that earlier about the harvester?
Yeah. Big fan myself, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, that's, I think we've now, Johnny, in the, over there, I think we've now, gone over our quota of allowable level 42 on air, so you might have to cut that off. Thanks. Hello, Tony. Tony's there. Hello, Tony.
Hello, matey.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm cool today. Yeah, fine, thank you.
Good. We spoke to you yesterday, of course.
Well, of course you did, yeah.
Naturally. What are you doing?
You spoke to me yesterday, naturally.
I did speak to you, but I spoke to you yesterday quite unnaturally, I felt.
Well, so I thought I did as well, actually.
Yeah. So what are you doing today?
Well, today I'm mainly going to be guessing where you come from.
Okay. We've narrowed it down a bit now, though, you know.
We have narrowed it down a bit, but we don't know whether it's north, south, east or west.
Of what? So, all circular?
All circular, yeah. So I'm gonna hazard a guess it's north of Coventry.
Yep.
But south of De La Zouch.
Okay.
So I'm going to go Nuneaton.
What makes you say that?
It's where you put your tongue between your lips and say Nuneaton. I don't know what made me say it.
Why did you pick Nuneaton?
Well, I don't know. You've got a little twang which reminds me a little bit of Chris Tarrant.
Well, Chris Tarrant isn't from Nuneaton, is he?
No, he's not. He's from sort of Solihull, Birmingham way.
That's right, he is.
But I think sort of north of Coventry, as opposed to Rugby. So I'm going to go, probably wrong, with the Nuneaton area.
But what makes you say Nuneaton particularly? That's just what... Do you know anyone from Nuneaton? Have you been to Nuneaton?
Well, funnily enough, I used to have an acquaintance lived in Vicarage Street in Nuneaton.
Yeah.
And she used to...
She what?
She used to sound like you.
Did she?
After 8 pints of Guinness.
Well, I should tell you what, Tony.
What?
You're absolutely right.
Oh, wicked!
That is very impressive. I wasn't born in Nuneaton.
No.
So technically you're still wrong. But I did grow up in Nuneaton. That's absolutely true. And it was in Nuneaton last night that my nana died.
Yeah, you know why I guess Nuneaton?
Go on.
Because the other night you let out a little bit of a Freudian slip, you see.
Did I?
The difference between intelligent and clever. You said...
Yeah?
Something about Ashby de la Zouch.
Did I?
Now, there can't be many people in Great Britain...
Yeah?
...that would recognise Ashby de la Zouch as a place at all.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking to myself, why would he mention Ashby de la Zouch?
I don't know that I did I?
Yeah, and I used to live in Kidderminster.
Right.
So I near know
Bewdley.
Ashby.
Kidderminster near Bewdley.
Yeah. So I know Ashby, and I'm thinking to myself, he's from around that area.
Oh.
Now, if it's not Wolverhampton, the nearest place to Coventry would either be Atherton, which I was going to go with, or Nuneaton, or South, but he's not rugby, really, so I'm going to go Nuneaton.
Well, I admire your working out there. You've shown you're working out in the margin in many ways.
Yeah.
I'm very impressed. Yes, you've got that right. I did grow up in Nuneaton.
Yeah.
I think for that, you can win Joanne's picture.
Well, that would be very, very nice.
Listen to it. This is it. I'm holding it in my mortal hand. That is Joanne's picture. It's her today. It's her flying an aeroplane. She's drawn red beads around her own neck.
Yeah.
There's a red sunshine, a couple of birds in the sky,
something that
might be, I don't know if it's a cloud or what that is, but anyway. But she signed Love Joanne Webb at the bottom, put 3 kisses on it. That, Tony, will be coming to you.
Well, thank you very
much.
It
right.
And while I've got you, because now is your turn to put me back down a couple of pegs, I'd like to have a go at the old and young.
The younger or older quiz?
Yeah.
Okay, then. All right. Yeah, but you can't win two prizes, can you, today? You've already got the...
No, well, if I did win the trip round the world and work with children prize, I'd probably give that to somebody else.
Right. There isn't that as a prize.
Oh, there isn't one?
No.
Okay, then.
Okay. Okay, well, you can play younger or older. Why not? Why yes. Why the hey not?
Well...
But you haven't guessed... But the thing is, I was brought up in Newton, but born somewhere else. So, you know, maybe someone else will get actually where I was born.
Well... You know what? If you carried on chatting long enough, we could probably work that out.
Yeah, I'm not going to though. But I'd have to say it is quite near Nuneaton. But
right.
With you, I'm now going to play the quiz, younger or older.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready, Mr. Nuneaton.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Okay, to win some Bluetooth this afternoon. Here we go. My mum, younger or older?
Older.
My dad, younger or older?
Older.
Lemmy from Motorhead.
Oh, younger.
My nana.
Older.
No, sadly she died last night, remember.
That nana.
Yeah, that one.
Okay.
Pitt the younger.
Huh?
Pitt the younger.
Well, younger.
Pitt the elder.
Younger.
Little Jimmy Osmond.
Older.
My dad's two goats.
Your dad's one goat.
Very good.
Younger.
Steve Winwood.
Younger.
The replacement gerbil my sister got after I accidentally killed the last one.
Ah, dear me. All right, younger.
Neville Chamberlain.
Older.
Gary Neville.
Younger.
Silas the albino monk from the Da Vinci Code.
Older.
David Whitehead.
Younger.
Emma Billingsley.
Younger.
Vlad the Impaler.
Much older.
Vlad the Impaler.
Older.
Limahl.
Younger.
Limahl the Impaler.
Younger.
Lenny Bennett from ITV's Lucky Ladders.
Older. And useless.
How many do you think you got?
All of them.
Out of 20?
About 4.
You got 6 right, Tony.
6.
So I'm afraid you've got not within the chance of winning the Bluetooth. But you have got Joanne's picture.
Well, that's very, very nice.
So, you know, but I'm afraid you're not in with the chance of that. Just out of interest, very quickly, if you'd have won, would you have gone for the hard or soft Bluetooth as a prize?
Probably the hard one, the one that's actually useful, yeah.
Yeah, that's probably the right answer. Okay, thanks for playing, Tony, but I'm sorry you lost. This thing is an estimate in this quiz. 08709090903 to play our younger or older quiz. In fact, I think we could probably fit one more in. And I think it's going to be... Against my better judgment, Verinda. Hello, Verinda.
All right.
I'm fine, actually, yeah.
Yeah, I've got a bit of a headache.
Why?
If you read my bulletin on MySpace, then you find out.
I probably won't be doing that, so you might as well tell me.
If I say it, I'll probably get banned.
Right, have you been smoking crack or something?
Yeah.
That's what you've been doing?
Yeah.
Are you in the back of a taxi with Craig Charles?
Not,
what?
Not crack, weed.
Have you?
Yeah.
Well, you shouldn't. It's very bad for you. It's giving you a headache for a start.
Yeah, but this is the first time I've done it, and that's why.
Is it? So you've come on here, high as a kite, to play the quiz?
No, that was last night.
Oh, and you've got a weed hangover.
Yeah, and I posted a lot of bad comments on MySpace.
Right.
To many people, and I'd like to apologise for that.
So you're regretting that now, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's... Yeah. You've behaved very badly, Verinda, essentially.
Yeah.
Where are you now? You're not at a bus stop again, are you?
No, I'm at home.
Whereabouts at home?
In my room.
Right. Is there a window in that room?
Yeah.
Could you open the window?
Why?
Just do it. Open the window. Okay. What's outside? Street or garden or what?
Street.
Street? Busy street?
It's a street.
Is it a busy street?
Yeah.
Could you open the window then so we can hear the street? I want to hear the street noise down the phone. I can hear a train going by. Is there any people around?
Yeah.
Right, I want you to, as loud as you can, out of the window.
No, it's a high street.
It's a high street. It's a high street. Well, that's fine.
Well, everyone's going to think I'm mad.
Yeah, well, you know, this is your punishment for coming on here all drugged up. I want you to shout out the window, I've been very bad and smoked the drugs. I want you to shout that out the window as loud as you can.
All right, then.
Do it now. What shall I say? Shout out of the window. Lean out of the window now.
Okay.
Go on. Yeah. I can't hear the street. I want you to lean out the window so I can hear the street.
Yeah.
Okay? I want you to shout, I've been very bad and smoked the drugs as loud as you possibly can. Shout that.
I've been very bad and I smoked drugs.
There you go. And let that be a lesson to you.
Okay.
Okay? Don't do it again.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
Good. Do you want to play the quiz?
Yeah.
Let's play younger or older.
Yeah.
Okay, you ready, Verinda?
Yep.
For some Bluetooth, that's the prize today.
Okay.
Younger or older? My mum.
Younger.
My dad.
Older.
Lemmy from Motorhead.
Younger.
My nana.
Older.
No, she's dead. Pitt the younger.
Younger.
Pitt the elder. I have to hurry you.
You're dead.
No, Pitt the elder. Younger or older?
Oh, older.
Little Jimmy Osmond.
Younger.
My dad's one remaining goat.
Older.
Steve Winwood.
Younger.
The replacement gerbil my sister got after I accidentally killed the first one.
Younger.
Neville Chamberlain.
Older.
Gary Neville.
Younger.
Silas the albino monk.
Younger.
David Whitehead.
Older.
Emma Billingsley.
Younger.
Vlad the Impaler.
Older.
Vlad the Impaler.
Younger.
Limahl.
Younger.
Limahl the Impaler.
Older.
Lenny Bennett from ITV's Lucky Ladders.
Older.
That's the end of the quiz, Verinda.
Okay.
How do you think you did? Out of 20, how many of those did you get right?
Two.
Well, it was a respectable 7.
Okay.
It's not high enough to win, Verinda.
All right.
But it's not. But, you know, had you not damaged your brain with skunk weed... You might have done better.
Okay.
But because you have admitted to me on the radio that you have smoked illegal drugs.
Yeah.
Right?
It's on your past seed rug, though.
On your own head, be it, because you've damaged brain cells.
Okay.
Okay? Yeah. So let that be listened to. You might have won the quiz, but you didn't.
Are you from Nottingham, by the way?
No, someone's already got it right. It was Nuneaton in Warwickshire.
Oh. Okay,
go away now, Verinda. Okay. Very quickly, I want to bring in Simon. Hello, Simon, because you are the winner of the younger or older quiz. Hello, Simon.
Hello, John. How are you?
Congratulations, sir.
Thank you very much.
You have won some Bluetooth. Remind us again which Bluetooth you wanted.
The hard.
The hard Bluetooth is on the way to you in the post. In fact, we'll Bluetooth it to you.
Oh, lovely.
Lovely. Well done, sir. You're looking forward to your date at the Harvester this evening?
Yes. I've noticed over the last hour and a half that the Harvester has been quite a bit of topic conversation.
Yes, it has, and thank you for that.
No, not a problem.
I only hope it's all worth it now.
It will be.
Good. Are you sure?
Oh, definitely.
Is your date still on? She hasn't cancelled? She hasn't been listening and cancelled at all?
No, I've just had a text message asking me what time I'm meeting her.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Good fun.
Okay. Well, you know, if you don't mind me saying, the show's just about over now, but if you don't mind me saying, give her one for all of us here at LBC 97.3.
Okay. John, all the best, mate.
Thanks very much. And remember, unlimited trips to the salad cart.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, thanks for listening. That's it from me. Ian is back on Monday. Just thank you for being there. I was John Holmes. This is LBC 97.3.
Do you have osteoarthritis?